I really like Jim's idea for a congressional care committee. I think he's on to something. Sebastiano Salgado was born in 1944 in an interior province of Brazil. He is alive today at the age of 76. In fact, his birthday was yesterday. Salgado was born and raised on the cattle ranch, which was owned by his parents. He went to college and earned a master's degree in economics at the University of São Paulo. In 1971, he earned his PhD in economics at the University of Paris. Following his education, Salgado went to work in London with the International Coffee Organization. And his work there required that he make frequent trips to Africa to gather data from coffee growers and suppliers. At some point, his wife had purchased a camera for her work as an architect, and Salgado, doing what husbands do, just took the camera and took it with him to Africa to document his travel experiences. And it turned out that he was pretty good at photography. And so he abandoned his career in economics and purchased professional photography equipment and set out to become a photographer. He worked out of Paris for several news organizations, but his real passion was for documentary photography, series of photographs that tell a story. As such, Salgado became recognized as a social photographer, concentrating on the plight of human populations, on workers, on migrants, on refugees. And for the next 40 years, Salgado traveled around the world many times over, visiting over 120 countries to take his pictures. These photos have been compiled into numerous books, and they have appeared in major publications around the world. Salgado himself has won many prestigious awards for his work. He's even been named a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. But what sets Sebastiano Salgado apart is not just his artistic eye or the particular way that he processes his film. What makes Salgado's work special is his patience. He would spend time with his subjects, weeks, months, even years, to get to know the people, living with them, gaining their trust, and then taking portraits of them and recording their lives in ways that weren't cheap or sentimental, but instead display the courage and integrity of these people as they struggle in what were often bleak and hopeless situations. Salgado went to the people who are living at the very margins of society and sometimes even beyond to document their lives. The project that first caught the world's attention was Salgado's photos of the Serra Pileta gold mine in Brazil. In 1979, a child had discovered a nugget of gold in a river near the village of Serra Pileta. And this discovery precipitated a gold rush in which hundreds of thousands of men converged on this location and by hand, without any machinery at all, began excavating a monstrous pit in the earth. Salgado traveled to this site. Now, other photographers, they had been there before and taken pictures, but they had only stayed a short while, just long enough to capture a wide shot of that great hole in the ground. They also shot their photographs in color, but Salgado shot exclusively for his entire career in black and white. And we know how powerful black and white photos can be. He also stayed there at the mine for 4 weeks, climbing down into the pit several times a day. He got to know the men. He knew their stories. He learned how they had become slaves to the promises of gold. And the resulting photos are stark portraits of pain and despair and pride. Men covered in mud, hoisting 100-pound sacks of dirt up tall, rickety ladders to be paid 20 cents, plus the possibility of gold. He also captured the wide landscapes, which showed men by the thousands swarming this mine like ants. His photos eventually forced the nation of Brazil to change the working conditions at this mine. In 1984 and 85, the Sahel region of Africa suffered a drought of catastrophic magnitude. Some of you may recall this. The drought, it actually exacerbated the wars which were already taking place in this region, which forced millions of people to become refugees, seeking safety and a better life. Working with the medical relief organization Doctors Without Borders, Salgado traveled through the countries of Mali, Chad, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Eritrea. And using his camera, he exposed the horror of the famine, the starvation, and the suffering that took place in the refugee camps. He photographed the living and the dead and those in between. Throughout it all, however, his photos, which are beautiful, preserve the dignity of these people. Salgado also photographed the inhabitants of the remote Andes Mountains. He stayed with a lost tribe in the Amazon. He covered the war in Yugoslavia and the genocide in Rwanda and much more. His photographs are beautiful and haunting. They force the viewer to grapple with the struggles that afflict so many people in our world. In 2014, a documentary film was released that featured Salgado and his work, and the title of this film is Salt of the Earth. And this title describes the people that Salgado spent his year documenting. As the producer of the film says, these people, they are the salt of the earth. This phrase, salt of the earth, is one that we use to describe people that we consider to possess the finest attributes of humanity: goodness, honesty, decency, humility. These are the people who don't draw attention to themselves and yet do good things for others. It is to be called the salt of the earth is a rare accolade. This phrase, salt of the earth, it originates with our reading from the Gospel of Matthew. But the phrase has been part of the English language since at least 1386, when it was used by Chaucer in his Summoner's Tales. We find this phrase in Matthew as part of Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount. That sermon, it starts off with the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes, well, when you listen to them, they sound like they're describing the people that Salgado has been photographing. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Jesus preaches these beatitudes to the crowds that have come to hear him. And then immediately following the beatitude, Jesus informs the crowd, You are the salt of the earth. Now, Jesus doesn't use these words in quite the same way that we use them today. Jesus seems to be talking to these people as disciples, as followers. He says to them, you are the salt of the earth. But salt, if it loses its taste, then what good is it? It's useless. It's got to be thrown out. Jesus then follows this with a second statement. You are the light of the world. He then adds that his listeners, they are like a city that is built up on a hill. Such a city is seen by all. You can't hide it. And then he returns back to the subject of light, saying, no one after lighting a lamp puts it under the bushel basket. No, they put it on a lampstand where it might give light to everybody in the house. And he concludes this section with the words, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Salt, light, city on a hill. The connection between these is the conduct of those who would follow Jesus. Those who would follow Jesus are called to act in a certain way. They are to be as salt, as light. They're to be a city that cannot be hidden. Now, the thing about salt and light is that they are not the thing. They enhance the thing. We use salt to enhance the flavors of food. Green beans are good. Green beans with salt are better. French fries, collards, most anything tastes better with a pinch of salt. My favorite flavor of ice cream is caramel. Not just caramel, but salted caramel. It is delicious. But salt itself is not the thing. If salt were so good, why don't we just eat salt? Light is the same way. Light is not the thing. Light illumines so we can see the thing. The most beautiful arrangement of flowers is nothing without light to see it. Jesus instructs his followers to be salt, to be light, because it's not about them, but how they embrace or enhance the thing. They are to be like that city up on a hill, something to be seen by all, something that shines out over the world. You, he says, you are to be light. And then he says, you know, nobody lights a lamp and then puts a bucket on top of it. That's ridiculous. No, you light a lamp and you set it in the place where it brings light to everyone. The followers of Jesus are to be like that. We are not to follow Jesus under a bucket, but out in the world so all can see. So what does it mean to be light? As Jesus tells the crowd, our light is the good works performed in the name of God. When we bring glory to God, that's when we are light. The salt of the earth, they are those who point the world towards God. The documentary about Sebastiano Salgado is called Salt of the Earth. And it is stated in the film by the filmmaker that humanity is this salt. And that is true. That is what Salgado documents. But in the life of Sebastiano Salgado, we also find a person who himself truly embodies the mission that Jesus gave to his followers, to be the salt, to be the light. His goal as a photographer is to shine a light on people so that others may see their situation. The photos that he takes, they're not the thing. They point to the thing. The lives of people living at the margins. The photos are the light. I would love to stand up here and say that Sebastiano Salgado is a devout, practicing Christian, but he is not. He may be what the French philosopher Albert Camus termed a saint without God. Salgado has gone to places that I will never go. He has witnessed things that I will never see. He is not the thing, but he points to a thing. He is a city on a hill that we all can look at and see the thing. His photos remind us that yes, there is suffering in our world, there is hatred, and there is death. But there is also beauty and strength and resilience and dignity. For me as a person of faith, in these photos, among the humanity, I can also glimpse the presence of God. And that is the good news. Even in the most desperate of situations, God is there. Because that is God's promise to us from the very beginning, that God will never abandon us. And that is the message that Jesus calls us, his followers, to give to the world, to share with the world, to shine to the world. We must be salt. We must be light. We do that as a church. We do that in our daily lives. It is our job to be salt and light, and through our works of compassion and love and understanding, to let the world know that God is always with us. Amen.